This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Budget 2020 podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, the big budget is done and dusted, but post the budget speech, we actually saw the markets give a thumbs down to the budget. In fact, we've seen one of the sharpest ever cuts that we've seen post a budget speech. So why was that and what were the big reasons that put off the market sentiments?
Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, the Finance Minister, Nirmala Sitharaman, budget 2020 actually failed to cheer the street as market witnessed its biggest fall on the budget day in the past 11 years. That is according to a CNBC TV18 data. Now, both Sensex and Nifty posted their biggest single day fall in nearly 5 years. In fact, Nifty Bank posted the second biggest one day fall ever. And the Nifty Midcap Index slipped nearly 500 points, its biggest one day fall in 16 months. In fact, Sensex was down by nearly 1,000 points, while Nifty 50 plunged over 300 points on the budget day. Investors' wealth as per average market capitalization of the BSE listed company was down by, you could say, around about 3.5 odd lakh crores at this point in time. Now, sectorally, the biggest loser was realty, followed by capital goods, industrials, public sector, finance, and metal indices, while IT index was the lone gainer. In fact, Nifty Bank plunged 3.3% or 1,026 points, which were weighed down by losses in RBL Bank, SBI, Bank of Baroda, ICICI Bank, and IDFC First Bank. Top Nifty gainers was Nestle India, Tech Mahindra, HUL, and TCS, while in terms of losers, Z Entertainment, HDFC, Tata Motors, and ITC were the top Nifty losers.
Right. Now, apart from Kshitij, which were the biggest talking points from the budget, really, for markets especially?
Well, actually, if you look from the experts' point of view, then budget was actually below par and uninspiring, you could say that.
Okay.
In fact, the need of the hour was much more than what budget delivered. Income tax changes were positive, but the additional riders disappointed the street. That's what most experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, the markets have reacted negatively to the budget, mainly due to disappointments on account of non-abolition of LTCG, which was widely expected this time around, confusion about the impact of DDT removal and taxing dividends in the hand of recipients. Although DDT is exempted from the corporate, so definitely that's a big thumbs up for corporates for the dividend, but it is taxed in the hands of recipients at this point in time. Also, the alternative provided to individuals for lower rate of tax, provided they do not claim exemptions or deductions, did not seem too attractive. That's what most experts are also suggesting at this point in time. Well, tweaking investment limit for FPIs and corporate bonds will help our currency. Now, that's a positive move from the budget. According to market expectation, the fiscal deficit in FY20 was pegged at 3.8%, which was also in line with market expectations, and 3.5% for FY21. Now, this is something which is largely dependent on the stake sale of LIC,
right?
Because otherwise, you know, the government might not be able to, get the 3.5% mark for the next fiscal. Abolition dividend distribution tax, that's a positive news, but revenue foregone on dividend distribution tax were around about 250 billion. Proposal to divest LIC via IPO, that's a big news, and FPI limit and corporate bonds to be raised to 15% from 9%, that is also something which is positive. To float new debt ETF comprising primarily of gilts is something which is also positive news, but at the end of the day, I think markets were not did not like the way the budget was framed at this point in time. In fact, it required more than out-of-the-box thinking from the finance minister.
Right. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, could you really help us to understand how did the broader indices perform in terms of sectoral indices? Where was the maximum action seen in today's trading session? I'm sure most of the indices must have been in the red. So what was the kind of deep action that we have seen over there? And in terms of stocks, where was the long or the short buildup formed and the volume spike seen?
Right. Well, sectorally, realty index was down by 8%, followed by the capital goods index that fell 4.8%, and the infrastructure index was down by 4%. Now, IT index was the lone gainer. In fact, it was up 1.2%. Volume spike of more than 100% was seen in ITC, MFSL, and ICICI Prudential, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Coal India, Power Grid, ONGC, LIC Housing Finance, and NMDC.
All right. Now, apart from this, again, Kshitish, there were a whole host of other stocks that were in action on the back of news flows as well. Let's start off with ITC, which fell about 7% after the excise duty was hiked on cigarettes and tobacco products in the budget. Apart from this, insurance companies slipped by up to 12% as the budget print had no IT exemptions there. Realty shares also ended lower and was one of the top sectoral losers, just like how you pointed out, in the absence of any budget sops. Now, IDBI Bank actually surged about 10% as government is looking to sell its stake over there. Maruti and M&M were in the red despite higher than estimated auto sales as well, which were have actually come in today. Apart from this, Kshitish, could you also share with us how are the technicals placed at the moment? Now, after a 1,000 cut point on the Sensex and a deep cut on the Nifty as well, what are the crucial support levels and resistance levels that traders and investors must watch out for the next week then?
Right. Well, in terms of technicals, Nifty formed a long bearish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it also tested its 200 days exponential moving average, which is placed at 11,663, because the intraday low was also around about that level. At the index level, it is hovering around about 200 days moving average. So some consolidation can't be ruled out in the next session. Now, remember, 200 days simple moving average is placed at 11,650 odd levels at this point in time. Now, as trend appears to be decisively turned in favor of bears, rallies can be used to create fresh short positions. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, in case if the index slips below 11,633, which is the 200 days exponential moving average, then the next logical target can be placed around about 11,342. So for the time being, traders are advised to remain neutral on the long side, whereas in the next session, shorting can be considered if Nifty trades below 11,633 levels for more than 30 minutes for a target of 11,400 with a stop above today's intraday high. So three levels to watch out for on Monday would be 11,342 on the downside, 11,633, and on the upside, 11,700 level.
All right. Thanks a lot then, Kshitish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index. Well, the big budget is done and dusted, like I said, in the early on as well. So basically, index also has actually turned negative, not just for today, but also for many, many sessions that we've seen in the previous month as well. Now, apart from this, what we need to do is traders and investors need to have a cautionary approach when they go ahead into trading in the next week as well. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening to us.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.